Welcome to Whitehall Works. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Zach.
And today we are going to talk a little bit about what is going on in Whitehall as we get back to business.
Absolutely. So it's been a little bit since we've been able to do one of our podcasts with the COVID-19 pandemic and work from home and not working from home and just how the world has changed. So we do appreciate everyone kind of coming back and listening to our podcast as we start to get the economy back up and going.
Right. As economic development professionals, we normally would follow the process of disaster preparedness and having mitigation discussions and putting emergency plans in place and implementing the recovery plan and responding. But unlike a natural weather disaster, we are still kind of living through the COVID-19 and really kind of juggling what we need to do to bounce back. And we've had to kind of tweak how we do business retention visits and having to do that online or email or calls and not doing the in-person interactions that we're used to doing. And so it's been an adjustment for everybody.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I think part of what we've really been able to focus on is the fact that we have relationships, and this is why relationships are so important, that it's a lot harder to continue. It's a lot easier to continue the relationship if you've already established it. So doing phone calls and Zoom meetings and things by email, you're able to continue that relationship if it's already built. It's a lot harder if you've never spoken to a business or to the ownership prior to this kind of a crisis, and really have them be able to be open and honest with you about the challenges that they're facing, whether from a supply side, from a customer standpoint, from a workforce. And so if you have that relationship, and it's a true, genuine relationship, it's a lot easier to get with those companies to be able to find out how the pandemic is affecting them. And then conversely, figuring out, okay, well, what are some areas where the city can be helpful? And so it, BRE takes on a whole different kind of scope when you're thinking about, okay, how can I ensure that you're getting access to, loans to keep the business afloat? Or how are you, working with your employees to ensure that they can get back to work in a safe way? It's a little different than the conversations we were having 6 months ago. Jenna, talk about another way that, we've had to change how we interact with businesses and how we are using technology in a way that allows our businesses to still be active without, the foot traffic that they would have seen otherwise.
I think a good example of what we've seen in our economic development professional community is the first week of May was Economic Development Week. The International Economic Development Council hosts that every year as a way to kind of give a high level highlight of the profession of economic development. And this year, really, I saw a trend of people and communities really highlighting how to support their particular local community rather than being just a high-level view of the profession itself. I know that we in Whitehall, we had a day that was highlighting our restaurants that were open and trying to get people to come out and where do people look forward to going in the future or what's the first thing you're going to do when businesses open back up for people to come in their shops and
Ooh,
all that kind of stuff.
Get a smoothie at the Nutrition Lounge in Whitehall.
Yeah.
So good.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Yeah, so that's just one thing that's happened probably in the past month that I've really noticed a change from past years.
I think it's a really good point. I think we've had to adapt instead of the focus being on what do we do as a profession? How are we supporting? It was much more of a how can the city and our local chamber, how can we help promote, what businesses are open and encouraging people to take out, especially during the stay-at-home order. I think it was really important and crucial that, we looked to do that.
And I think that the big conversation we've been having among ourselves is that local income tax in the state of Ohio, all cities are funded by local income tax. And so how this is all going to shake out with people working remotely and versus that they would have had jobs on site before. How is that going to shake out? Will people continue to work from home? I know that there's been some announcements in the Columbus region that there will be people that continue to work from home permanently. And I think that for us in Whitehall, we really realize that we need to really amp up our efforts towards making our environment more friendly to those types of jobs that are in on site, such as at our Airport South Commerce and Tech Park.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when you think about not only employees that are now working from home, so not in their physical location, and then the unemployment rate, you know, one out of four working Americans not being currently employed, you know, that's going to have a detrimental impact on city finances. And so you're right that, you know, I think it's going to force economic development professionals and, you know, local organizations to really reevaluate what kind of jobs that they're trying to attract. And so you're right. The airport, South Commerce and Tech Park, our office and industrial park has been a key point of emphasis for us for the last number of years. But, you know, early on in the pandemic, you know, our leaders clearly understood that those type of essential manufacturing, industrial distribution jobs were going to be key to how quickly we could kind of return to a sustainable, stable economy in Whitehall. Jenna, could you kind of maybe give a little bit of an overview on the whole park and what are some of the businesses that are located currently in the park?
I know we talked a little bit about this on our last podcast, but we have Right Rug and Southern Glazers Wine and Spirits. Their distribution center is headquartered there.
FedEx Ground.
Yep.
Right Rug Flooring. So Right Rug Flooring has their headquarters and distribution there. You mentioned Southern Glazers Wine and Spirits. That's the country's largest wine and spirits distributor, and they have their regional headquarters and distribution there. So, I mean, the significant amount of jobs that, you know, you can't do remotely from home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's been really encouraging for us to have that base. A number of years ago, the city and our business community launched the Airport South Commerce and Tech Park. And part of that was to place an emphasis on light industry, distribution, manufacturing. And so, you know, at the time, the area had what was at the time, vacant former Kroger distribution center. It had a former Oasis manufacturing facility, a number of a ton of developable ground. And so, you know, we worked with the private sector to really capitalize on the area's location and on our ease of transportation of goods and for workforce to get to and from the site. You know, a lot of the challenges that other industrial parks have is that they don't have great access for workforce, specifically people that, you know, are making, you know, that 80% of AMI that, you know, have challenges with transportation that or rely on public transportation. And so, you know, since that time, you know, we've added almost 2,000 jobs in the Airport South Commerce and Tech Park. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, Right Rug moved to their corporate headquarters and their distribution operations to the park. And that allowed them to grow into 450,000 square feet. We worked with Fed One Dublin and the Mark Taggart Company to acquire the old Oasis facility, and they demolished 350,000 square feet. This warehouse let in more rain than the roof held out. And so they were able to do that demo and then be able to build, as we've mentioned in previous episodes, they were able to construct now 400,000 square feet in two buildings of Class A space that seven different companies occupy, six from outside the region. And so it's really allowed us to focus, you know, again, our efforts in that space in a very compact area that has great access for that transportation network.
And I think this is also important for the Columbus region, too, because I think that's one thing that we always hear when we go to other economic development type events where we're kind of struggling with having industrial space available for companies looking to locate in Central Ohio. And I think that that is a good thing that the city of Whitehall has really honed in on that.
You know, we're pleased to be able to talk about, you know, a really critical win for the city that we're going to be able to really watch grow here over the next couple months. So Jenna and I have been working with a company, Cerulea Bakery, a company in the region, as they looked for options and places to expand their business. And so we've been working with them for a good number of months, and they have recently broken ground on what will end up being 160,000 square foot Class A manufacturing facility. They're going to invest, including the purchasing the land, them and the developer that's building the facility are going to invest nearly $40 million into Whitehall. And the facility is going to end up employing about 120 people. And so, again, that's a company that you can't do that work from home, obviously. and we are really excited about welcoming them to the community.
Hey, Zach, can you talk a little bit about how this is important to Whitehall's overall comeback story?
Sure. The idea that, you know, when you're adding jobs, you know, obviously improves the community's bottom line from a tax revenue standpoint. And like every other small community in Central Ohio, the more revenue that is coming in allows you to increase spending for quality of life issues, whether that's paving roads or improving parks or improvements and enhancements in public safety. All of that is a direct correlation to what are your income tax receipts doing. And in the last number of years, you know, we've been able to increase, you know, our bottom line by almost 6% in that time and add $5.7 million worth of revenue to the city that has allowed us to make significant improvements in our parks and increase our public works budget. So we're really pleased that in an area like Whitehall, with its access advantages and location that is unparalleled for industrial as well as distribution kind of jobs, we are really excited that we've been able to be as successful in this park. And we're obviously really excited for, you know, for future developments as well. Jenna, you can kind of talk to, you know, our development plan. And one of the things that we identified in the development plan, that only 3% of Whitehall residents currently work in the city of Whitehall. It's a lower percentage than a lot of our neighbors. And so can you kind of talk, you know, as successful as we've been in retaining and adding new jobs since 2012, can you talk a little bit about some of the residential component and some of the other commercial component that we are working on that's in progress that also then we believe will increase the amount of workers in Whitehall that would then choose to live in Whitehall?
I think that one thing that our leadership has recognized has been the need in our community for a live, work, play type of environment. And one step toward that is opening in August, the Norton Crossing, or the Lofts at Norton Crossing, which is going to be 360 units of apartments and an old Bag and Nails restaurant with a 1.5-acre nature park right there. So that is one thing that we are looking forward to kicking off here at the end of the summer.
And so that'll lead right into then also the 50-acre redevelopment across the street that the city is, you know, currently working on a plan for and will announce later this year. But we believe these 75 acres here at Broad and Hamilton, you know, will have a significant impact on that live, work, play concept that, you know, kind of has been lacking so far in Whitehall. And so we're really excited about what the next couple of years will mean for that. And also then kind of back to what we were talking about, the more opportunities there are for young people and professionals to live in Whitehall, you know, as they are working from home or doing telecommuting, those opportunities for those jobs to also then be in Whitehall increase as well. That's kind of where the city's perspective is in trying to kind of navigate economic development in this kind of, you know, COVID pandemic and certainly, you know, with the eye towards the post. With that, we do want to go to our favorite segment of the afternoon, which is our favorite kick it to the county. And we have Alex Barris with us. Alex, good to talk to you again.
Man, it's great to be back on, Zach. Jenna, happy listening and great to participate.
Excellent. So we wanted to take a little bit of time today and just kind of talk through, you know, what, you know, from your standpoint, you know, how is the county adapting? How's the Department of Development and Planning, you know, there for Franklin County? What all are you kind of steps are you guys putting in place to assist, you know, as we kind of rebuild the economy?
Yeah, sure, Zach. So the first thing is different than if listeners, you know, talking about the city of Whitehall and your guys' budget and tax revenues. One thing that the county is different than the city is that we received CARES Act dollars from the United States government, essentially Treasury stimulus dollars, to be spent on activities related specifically to and programming related specifically to the COVID-19 crisis. And so we were able to rapidly deploy additional dollars into some of our just routine programs, but at a much more accelerated and amplified amount. And so one of the things we did, I think about a week after Governor DeWine's call to stop dine-in at restaurants and retail was capitalize the Economic and Community Development Institute, which is our local small business lender, nonprofit small business lender, to a tune of an additional just around $700,000. And so what that does is it leverages additional dollars that ECDI, Economic Community Development Institute, has to the tune of about 2-to-1. And so we've been able to, in the last 2 months during COVID, be able to open credit and keep credit open while it's tightening in the regular economy to our small businesses throughout the county at the tune of about $2 million lent out over the last couple months. Now, that's not a lot, but these are very small loans, averaging about $25,000 a business. But those are very critical to keeping the lights on, extending credit, especially for businesses left essentially left behind or too small to receive some of the SBA dollars, the PPP that we hear about in the news all the time. Very large amount of money. But the point is that not every business in Franklin County was able to take advantage of that. And so we're able to come in, step in behind that, and try to really get down to the heart of small businesses. I know we've had some loans go through in Whitehall and other areas surrounding it. And so, right. So that's kind of the first step. And then I'd say, you know, as well as providing technical assistance dollars to some of our nonprofit partners, including the Columbus Urban League, that's been able to also get into minority and small business owners that once again are getting left behind by the SBA's program and getting them linked up to resources. So really the first thing we did was kind of the emergency response, which was obviously there's a lot of things we don't know when it comes to the outcomes of this crisis. This is something, as you guys have said, we have never seen before. But we do know one thing in financial crises is that credit tightens, and so if you can, try to put more capital into financing and short-term business loans. And then two is that you don't want your local mom-and-pop businesses to get left behind by larger stimulus programs. And so fill in behind it and try your best to bring as much dollars that's out there in the stimulus bills back into Franklin County and to places like the city of Whitehall.
So, Alex, talk to me, too. You guys also did a program that provided some direct benefit to residents of Franklin County as well, didn't you?
Yes. So then the next step was is looking at, obviously, with the governor's orders, there was going to be a lot of very rapid unemployment, which we saw people coming in for that. And so we worked with our local workforce development partners, the Workforce Development Board of Central Ohio, and created a program of simply giving a $250 stipend to people that came in and got registered and signed up for the initial basic trainings that get you going even before your unemployment paperwork goes forward. And so what it really works as is an initial step and an initial influx of cash to a lot of our residents that we're going to be, even if they get on unemployment, which they will be, as we've seen, there's a lag to that. And so we wanted to provide an initial direct assistance. And so we've had a lot of participation with that, and we're continuing to explore, that was kind of the emergency response, right? Just like the small business loans. Now we're on to thinking about how do we recover and move out of that to the next step?
Well, so that's going to be then the next question, Alex, is as you at the county, you know, look at, you know, and again, I understand, and I think our listeners understand the difference in dynamics between, you know, cities, you know, trying to attract or expand jobs and the role the county takes. But how are you guys, you know, kind of looking at your programs and kind of focusing them on, you know, that kind of industrial distribution, boots on the ground jobs that, again, you can't do from home. You couldn't be working from home or teleworking.
One of the things we think about when you're talking about logistics and manufacturing jobs, that's truly that middle class job opportunity that we don't have. And we don't have those opportunities in Franklin County. We're missing out on the step ladder to middle class success and opportunity in America. And so we'll continue to look at those jobs. We obviously have our Building Futures program. That's a joint program between Jobs and Family Services and Economic Development, where we are training people into the trade skills for construction and that environment, as well as some logistics jobs that's coming on as well. And so the point is we're going to continue to look at ways of moving people from entry level, lower paying jobs into that middle class wage. That is exactly what you're talking about. Jobs that can't get moved away, jobs that have to be on the spot. And that's your logistics, your manufacturing positions, your skilled trades positions. And so that's something that we see as a county. Obviously, we are the social service agency and the local safety net for Franklin County. And so we want to continue to move people out of those programs into self-sufficient middle-class wages. And so we will be expanding our small business lending and grant programs to the balance of Franklin County outside of the city of Columbus. Obviously, the city of Columbus has announced a multiple million-dollar grant and loan program of their own. We are mirroring that for the balance of the county. And what's really exciting for the city of Whitehall, we will have available both recovery grants as well as PPE-related grants, which means that businesses that have had a significant downturn because of COVID-19-related incidents are eligible to, if they're a low- and moderate-income business owner, are eligible for applying for a small grant from the county, as well as if you're looking to get reimbursement for some basic PPE expenses. As we know, a bunch of businesses throughout the county are adapting to this new normal that is the reopening of the economy while still having the pandemic going on. And in addition to that, we'll also have additional $1 million of loans available from ECDI, which I mentioned before, as well as a really exciting relaunch of our local Kiva program, which is actually a community-based lending tool that allows community members to match dollars in a loan fund to go out to very, very small aspiring entrepreneurs in very small dollar amounts. There are a lot of new tools available for businesses in the city of Whitehall. And so love to have people go to Franklin County or development.franklincountyohio.gov for more information. And so thanks for letting me share that.
That's great. Alex, we really appreciate you joining us again as we kind of restart our podcast, as we restart the economy here. And so we really do appreciate your time today and talking to us about the things that the county's doing.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, Alex. And for our next podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about affordable housing.
Yeah, that's such an important topic now, you know, as, again, so many Americans and so many people in the region and in our community have lost jobs. The momentum that was being built for affordable housing is certainly taking a hit, but the need is definitely greater than it was, you know, just 6 months ago. So we'll have Leah Evans with Homeport. Will join us as a guest to kind of talk about some of the programs and projects that they have going on, including some very exciting new construction and new projects in the city of Whitehall.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all for listening in with us. And thank you, Alex, again for joining us. And now let's get back to work.
Thanks for listening to Whitehall Works. This is a show hosted by the Economic Development Team, Zach and Jenna, at the City of Whitehall, a suburb of about 19,000 residents located in the Columbus, Ohio region. Economic development is a phrase you often hear, but the general public may not know what it means in practice. As a profession, economic development focuses on the well-being and quality of life in a local community, region, state, or country. Each episode will have a topic or a breakdown of efforts the City of Whitehall is working on to improve their community. but you are the community experts, and we want to hear from you. If you have any topics or questions for Zach and Jenna to talk about on the show, please email Whitehall Works Podcast in the subject line to economicdevelopment@whitehall-oh.us. Now back to work.